Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Sinner by Amanda Stevens, narrated by Christine Vam. Chapter 1. The caged grave was an anomaly in Beaufort County. In all my cemetery travels, I'd come across only a handful of mort safes, all of them in Europe. They were a Scottish invention, cleverly devised and manufactured in the early 19th century. But body snatching wasn't a modern-day concern, and from what I could see through the tall grass, the cage didn't appear that old, no more than 2 or 3 decades, if that. The heavy iron grates had rusted in the salt air, but the rods and plates were still intact, and I could see the dull gleam of a steel padlock on the gate. My pulse quickened as I made my way along the overgrown pathway. It wasn't every day I stumbled across such a fascinating find, although stumbled was perhaps a misnomer, because I'd been drawn to that desolate spot for a reason. Lured from my work in Seven Gates Cemetery by a presence as yet unknown to me. For the past several months, I'd been working in a small graveyard that was located near the ruins of an old church in Ascension, South Carolina. Until now, there had been nothing unusual about the restoration. I gathered trash, cleaned headstones, and chopped away overgrowth until sunset, and then I went home to a cool shower, a solitary dinner, and an early bedtime. It had become a welcome routine. Even my nights had been uneventful and mostly dreamless. The dog days of summer left me so dreamless.